بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولها وبعد. Okay, today this is our session number 7. Reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Dr. Fahd Abdurrahim, Islamic University, Medina. Today, inshallah, it is our intent, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cover the review of two lessons, Lesson 12 and Lesson 13. So, if we've seen the homework assignments for this week, then we're going to be covering some selected texts, one selected text from Lesson 12 and three from Lesson 13, from the three parts of that lesson. Our normal format is that we're going to do first just an oral vocabulary review. And then after that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to move on to the reading of the text after some discussion of the grammatical points that are presented in this lesson. The last two parts of the lesson, inshallah, is going to be the exercises, the listening skills exercises and dictation skills exercises that we normally do for each lesson. So let's begin first with the vocabulary review. And what we do, yani in case anybody's joining us for the first time, what we do in this vocabulary review is that we're going to review some of the vocabulary words from the lesson under discussion by first mentioning Arabic words which you have to translate orally into English, and then we'll mention some English words which you have to translate orally into Arabic. You don't have to write anything, and you don't have to look at the book. This is just yani a review, vocabulary review for the new words that came in this lesson. Okay, so we're going to start with the vocabulary review. We're going to start with Arabic to English, and then we'll do some words English to Arabic, after which we'll review some of the grammatical points for this lesson and the reading of the text. Okay, so again, it's important that everybody keep in mind what is intended here is that this is a review, this is not a test, but you shouldn't be looking at the book. You shouldn't be opening the book, okay? So please make sure everybody closes the book, closes your book, and just listen up. I'll try to repeat each word at least two times to make sure that you had a good chance to hear each word, and then after that, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, you can just yani translate orally. Alright, so the first word is al-am, yani with shadda on the meem. Al-ammu. In English, al-ammu means uncle, the paternal uncle, meaning the brother of one's father. The second word, al-ammatu, again with shadda on the meem, and the first letter is ayn. Al-ammatu. Al-ammatu in English means the paternal aunt, meaning the sister of one's father. The next word, al-khalu, with the letter kha, as in khalik. Al-khalu. Al-Qal in English means the maternal uncle, yani the brother of one's mother. The next word, Al-Khalatu, ending with ta marbuta. Al-Khalatu. Al-Khalatu is the feminine of Al-Khal, meaning the maternal aunt, the sister of one's mother. The next word, Mustashfa al-wiladati. Mustashfa al-wiladati. meaning literally the hospital for childbirth or maternity hospital. The next word or expression, kayfa haluka, kayfa haluka, meaning how are you. The next word, ummahatun, ummahatun, with shadda on the meem, and this is the plural of ummun, meaning mother. Ummahatun is the plural of ummun, meaning mother. It's plural, mothers. The next word, wuzara'u, wuzara'u. Wuzara is the plural of wazirun, wazirun, meaning a minister in the government. The next word, aqwiya'u, aq with qaf, aqwiya'u. Aqwiya'u is the plural of qawiyun, which means strong. Okay, we'll suffice with those words, and let's go now to the other side. That is English to Arabic. I'll give you an English word, and you'll translate it orally into Arabic. The first word, tree. Like a tree that grows, T-R-E-E, tree. In Arabic, ash-shajaratu, ash-shajaratu, ending with ta marbuta. The next word, al-madrasatu, al-mutawassitatu, with fa and ta marbuta at the end. Al-madrasatu, al-mutawassitatu, meaning the middle school or junior high school. The next word, al-mufattishu. Al-mufattishu actually didn't come in the text, but rather what came in the text is al-muwajjihu. Al-muwajjihu. So it appears as though one of these words was in the original text, and then somebody changed the vocabulary words or changed the word in the text. So in the vocabulary here we have al-mufattishu, and in the Arabic text we have al-muwajjihu. In any case, I should actually be giving you English words and you're supposed to give me the Arabic word. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked a little bit. In any case, al-mufattish means an inspector or a supervisor, and muwajji has a similar meaning. Okay, the next word, English to Arabic, is a young lady. A young lady. In Arabic, al-fatatu, ending with ta marbuta. Al-fatatu. The next word, notebook. Notebook, yani a book that you take notes in, that you write notes in. In Arabic, ad-daftaru, ad-daftaru. The next word or expression, ana bikhairin. And here I go again, giving you Arabic. Allahu musta'an. Okay, ana bikhairin means in English what? I am fine. Okay, let's go back to English again. English to Arabic. The next word, father. The next word, father. F-A-T-H-E-R. The opposite of mother. In Arabic, it is abun. And in this lesson, we had its plural. The plural of father is what? Plural of ab? Aba'un. Aba'un. The next word is scholar. Yani, a learned person, a person of knowledge. Ahlul ilm. Scholar. In Arabic, it is alimun, with ayn, fatha, elongated by aleph. Alimun. And in this lesson, we had its plural. The plural of alim is what? The plural of alimun, ulama'u. Ulama'u. The next word is weak. Yani, weak, like the opposite of strong. W-E-A-K. The opposite of strong. Weak in Arabic is ضعيفٌ, with ضاد and عين. ضعيفٌ. And in this lesson we had its plural, ضعافٌ. ضعافٌ. Okay, we'll suffice with that. These are most of the words, vocabulary words that we had for lesson 12. Okay, after this, We want to briefly look at the main grammatical points that are introduced new in this lesson. So from amongst the points that were mentioned in this lesson are, number one, the word anti, the feminine second person singular personal pronoun, anti, which means you, speaking to an individual female, speaking directly to an individual female. And along with it is the possessive pronoun that corresponds to anti, for the second person feminine singular, is ki, kaf, kasra, ki, as in kitabuki, or qalamuki, or baytuki. So we had anti, personal pronoun, and we had ki, possessive pronoun. Also in this lesson, we had the third person feminine singular past tense verb form, meaning, for example, she went, or she sat, or she wrote, ذهبت, ending with ta with sukun, or جلست, كتبت. Previously we had ذهبا, he went, and we had ذهبت and ذهبت, I went and you went. In this lesson we had ذهبت, third person feminine singular past tense verb form. Also in this lesson we had the relative pronoun الاسم الموصول التي, which is the correspondent, the feminine form of الذي, which means who if you're speaking about a person, and which if you're speaking about a thing. التي is الاسم الموصول, the relative pronoun that corresponds with the masculine الذي. So these are the main points that are covered in this lesson. Most of it related to matters of femininity. The second person feminine singular personal pronoun and the second person feminine singular possessive pronoun, anti and ki, and also the relative pronoun alleti, in addition to the third person feminine singular verb, past tense verb form, ذهبت, خرجت, جلست, أكلت, and so on like this. Okay, also in this lesson we had the mere رفع للتأكيد, when you want to reaffirm or emphasize something, like you say كتابك أنت, the pronoun being used here for emphasizing the possessive pronoun كتابك is emphasized by following it with أنت, and you can also say كتابه, هو, and so on like this for emphasis. Okay, these are the main grammatical points that came in this lesson. I'm going to go quickly, directly to the reading of the selected text. Okay, the reading of the selected text. So that's on page 63 and 64. Page 63 and 64. And what we're doing here in the reading of the text is primarily two things. Number one, looking at the, making sure we recognize the new vocabulary words in this lesson. And number two, that we identify the new grammatical points of this lesson, which we just mentioned. We want to make sure that we see those things in the lesson. And then, of course, in every selected text, our objective is to be able to read or listen. If somebody is reading to us, we want to be able to read and comprehend, understand, be able to translate what we are hearing in Arabic into English or any other language. So, in order to comprehend what we read or what we hear, we have to know the individual vocabulary words, the mufradat, and we also have to know, the rules related to, the relationships between words, grammatical relationships between words, like mubtada and khabar, like not and man'ut, like mudaf and mudaf ilayhi, and so on like this. Okay, so let's read from page 63. At the top of the lesson it says, الدرسو الثاني الثانية عشرة. الدرسو الثانية عشرة. The 12th lesson. طيب. So this is a حوار, a conversation between Su'ad and Al-Bint, between a female named Su'ad and a young girl, a bint. Okay, so let's read from the top of the page. So Ayat says, As-salamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Yani this meaning, of course, is known to all of us. As-salamu alayki means peace be upon you. And the kaf here with kasra is indicating that she's giving salams to an individual female. As-salamu alayki wa rahmatullahi, and the mercy of Allah, wa barakatuhu, and His blessings. Okay, so in terms of grammatical analysis, yani the first part of this sentence, As-salamu alayki, is a mubtada and a khabar. That's a complete sentence by itself. The peace be upon you. As-salamu is the mubtada, marfu'un with dhamma, and alayki is a ja'u al-majroor, shiba jumla, yani a preposition, and the object of the preposition. Yani alayki is originally ala, with alif maksura, and then the pronoun ki. But of course, the alif maksura, whenever there's a word attached to a word that, if a letter is attached to a word that ends with alif maksura, the alif maksura is going to be converted into ya. So ala becomes alayki. And we've seen this in other situations. And then you have waw al-ataf, and then you have wa rahmatullah, and the meaning here is, yani assalamu alayki, and also wa rahmatullah alayki. And then waw al-atif again, wa barakatuhu, meaning wa barakatuhu alayki. So these are yani actually three complete mubtada and khabar. Assalamu alayki is the mubtada and khabar. Wa rahmatullahi is the mubtada and mudaf ilayhi, and the khabar is understood alayki. And then wa barakatuhu, barakatuhu is the mubtada who is mudaf ilayhi, and the khabar is understood. Yani it's understood to be alayki. Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings be upon you as well. Naam. Al-Bint says, wa alayki assalamu. Yani with kasra on the calf. Wa alayki assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And upon you be the salam and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. And here we want to say that this is also a mubtada and khabar. Briefly, we want to just mention an extra point here. Wa alayki salam is a mubtada and a khabar, except the mubtada is as-salam, it's delayed. Mubtada, yani mu'akhar, it's delayed. So the khabar is actually coming first here. Khabar, muqaddam, qada muqaddam, and the mubtada is being delayed, coming second. But actually as-salamu here is the mubtada, marfu'un with dhamma, and alayki is the khabar as it was in the first sentence. As-salamu alayki, here the same thing, wa alayki as-salam. The third line says, كيف حالك؟ كيف حالك؟ يا بنتو. How are you, O girl, O daughter? Here, I assume the meaning here is not really daughter, but the meaning here is like girl. She's speaking to a girl, an adult female is speaking to a girl, and she's saying, كيف حالك يا بنتو? Here we just want to note that the literal meaning of كيف حالك is, how is your hal, your condition? How is your condition? كيف حالك يا بنتو? She answers, أنا بخير والحمد لله. Yani, I am well, I am fine, and the praise belongs to Allah. And here I just want to note, outside of the grammatical consideration, yani that the addition of alhamdulillah is important for a Muslim, that in every situation or circumstance, whatever our hal is, we should always still praise Allah. Allah is due praise, no matter if we are doing well or we are not doing well, if we are prosperous or other than that. Ana bikhayrin walhamdulillah. So the Muslim always praises Allah, alhamdulillah, ala kulli halin, in every condition, situation, or circumstance. Otherwise, ana is the mubtada, and the ja wal majroor, the preposition and its object, bi khayrin, is the shibba jumla khabar. Ana bi khayrin walhamdulillah. And again, we have another mubtada and khabar after the waw al atif. Alhamdu is the mubtada, marfu'un with dhamma, and lillahi is again a shibba jumla, ja wal majroor, the preposition and the noun that is majroor, the object of the preposition. Alhamdu, mubtada, lillahi khabar. In the next line, من أين أنت. And by the way, كيف حالك, this expression كيف حالك is new for this lesson. يعني it's new vocabulary for this lesson. And أنا بخير is also new for this lesson. And now we have من أين أنت. This personal pronoun, أنت, you, speaking directly to an individual female, second person, feminine, singular, is also a new word for this lesson. Remember we had the personal pronoun أنت and the possessive pronoun كي. We already seen كي in حالك and in عليك, and now we're seeing أنت. من أين أنت, from where are you, or where are you from? Answer, أنا من الرياض, I am from الرياض. الرياض, the capital of Saudi Arabia. أنا من الرياض, أنا is مبتدأ, من الرياض, this preposition and its object, جاء والمجرور الشبه جملة خبر. أنا من الرياض. ما اسمك, ما اسمك, ما اسمك, what is your name. Again we have the possessive pronoun كي for second person, feminine, singular, كي. اسمي آمينة, اسمي آمينة, my name is آمينة. اسم is the مبتدأ here, the pronoun, first person singular pronoun, يا المتكلم, إي, يعني is مضاف إليه. So اسم is the مبتدأ, إي is مضاف إليه, and آمينة is the خبر. اسمي آمينة, آمينة is خبر مرفوع with ضمة. Next line, أين أبوك, where is your father. Here I want to note that أبو يعني is from the أسماء الخمسة, the five special words that whenever they are in إضافة, as it is here, it's مضاف to the pronoun كي, whenever these five words are in إضافة, we had one of them, two of them before, أخ and أب. When they are in إضافة, then they have secondary signs for إعراب. Instead of when they are مرفوع, the sign being ضمّة, the sign is the elongation of the ضمّة, واو. And if they were مجرورون, instead of كسر being the sign of being مجرور, it's the elongation of the كسر with يا. The يا is the sign of it being مجرور. And if it was منسوب, it would be instead of فتح, ألف. Okay, so again, this is from the أسماء الخمسة. Because in this sentence, it is مرفوعون, we see the sign that is مرفوعون is واو. That's a secondary sign for إعراب. أين أبوك, where is your father. Answer, أبي هنا في المدينة المنورة ومدينة النبوية. My father is here in المدينة, the city of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. هو موجه في المدرسة الثانوية. He is a موجه in the secondary school or high school. موجه, again, I mentioned when we went over the vocabulary, that in the vocabulary they have مفتش. In the text here, they exchange the word مفتش for موجه. And a موجه, يعني, is from the verb وجه يوجه. It means one who guides the teachers to the best way of teaching. يعني, sort of a supervisor or مرشد. يعني, موجه, supervisor, one who directs or guides person to do something in the proper way or in the best way. موجه. An inspector or supervisor. وأين أمك, and where is your mother. هي أيضا هنا, she answered, she is also here. And she goes on to say, هي طبيبة في مستشفى الولاية. هي طبيبة في مستشفى الولاية. She is a female doctor in the maternity hospital. And again, this word maternity hospital, مستشفى الولاية, this expression is new, a new word for this particular lesson. Next line. ومن هذه الفتاة التي معك, أهي أختك. ومن هذه الفتاة التي معك. And who is this الفتاة, this young lady? Who is this young lady? التي, this is the relative pronoun that's new for this lesson. الفتاة is also new for this lesson. الفتاة and التي are both new for this lesson. Who is this al-fatat, this young lady? Allati, who is ma'aki, who is with you? Who is this young lady who is with you? Ahiya ukhtuki, is she your ukht, your sister? Answer, la. Hiya bintu ammi. La, hiya bintu ammi. No, she is the daughter of my paternal uncle. Yani, my cousin. Literally, the daughter of my paternal uncle. The daughter of my am, paternal uncle. And by the way, the feminine of am, we're not going to see it in this text, but it's by adding ta marbuta, as we learned in lesson 6, I think. Yani, that you make the noun or adjective feminine by adding ta marbuta. So the original word here, am, is the masculine form for paternal uncle, and amma is yani paternal aunt. Yani from the mother's side, maternal uncle and aunt is, as we saw in the vocabulary, al-khalu, and the feminine form, al-khalatu, by adding ta marbuta. Then she says, ma ismuha, ma ismuha, what is her name? Answer, ismuha Fatimatu. Her name is Fatima. The last line on this page 63 says, Ahiya Zamilatuki. Ahiya Zamilatuki. Is she your classmate? Yani Zamila is the feminine of Zamil. Zamil means a classmate or a colleague at work. Okay, as opposed to Sadiq, which means a friend. Yani Zamil means a colleague or classmate. Is she your, yani zamila is the feminine form of zamil by adding ta marbuta. Is she your zamila? Is she your classmate? Turning to page 64. La. Ana fi al-madrasati al-mutawassitati. Wa hiya fi al-madrasati al-thanawiyyati. Yani al-madrasa al-mutawassita is a new word for this lesson. It means al-madrasa, the school, al-mutawassita, from wasat, yani from something being in the middle or the center. Al-mutawassita means the middle, yani madrasa, middle school or junior high school. Ana fil madrasati al-mutawassitati, I am in the middle school. Wa hiya fil madrasati thanawiyyati, and she is in the secondary school or high school. And just to look at this sentence just briefly, ana is the mubtada. Fi is harf jar. Al-madrasati is the ism majroor. So fi al-madrasati is the yani khabar, shibah jumla, jar al-majroor. And al-mutawassitati is a not describing al-madrasati. So we see that it is feminine like it with tarmabuta. It's majroor like it with kasra. And it's also yani ma'rifa, definite, like al-madrasa with alif lam. So we know that the not has to agree with the man'ut in four things. Three of them we studied up until now, and we see that it is in agreement with it, in being feminine, in being majroor, and in being definite. Ana fil madrasa al-mutawassita. Ana, again, is the mubtada. Fil madrasa is the khabar. Al-mutawassita is the na'at. And then we have waw al-atif and a new sentence. Wa, yani, hiya fil madrasati al-thanawiyyati. Hiya is the mubtada. Fil madrasati is the khabar. And the thanawiyya is the na'at. Okay, next line says, alaki ukhtun. Notice, she didn't say, a'indaka. Inda is used for things, and laki, yani laka or laki is used for people. Alaki, yani li is used for people. Alaki ukhtun, do you have a sister? Not a'indaka, a'indaki ukhti, but rather, alaki ukhtun, do you have a sister? Her answer, la. Ma li ukhtun. Again, ma, we said, has more than one meaning. The first meaning we had is in lesson 1. Ma hadha ism istif, yani istifham, a question word used to ask a question. Here, this ma is ma an nafiya, the negative ma that is used for negation. So, li ukhtun means I have a sister. Ma li ukhtun means I do not have a sister. This is the ma of negation. La, do you have a sister? La, no. Ma li ukhtun, I do not have a sister. Alaki akhun, do you have a brother? Na'am. Li akhun kabirun. Wa huwa talibun. بِالْجَامِعَةِ Yes, I have a big brother, and he is a student at the university, or in the university. Here I want to take a look at this sentence as well. Yani just for us to see, لي أخٌ كبيرٌ This sentence, يعني لي is a جاول مجرور. And the جاول مجرور is never going to be the مبتدأ, so this is a خبر مقدم. It's an advanced خبر. And therefore, the مبتدأ is the word following it. أخٌ. أخٌ is the مبتدأ, مرفون with ضمة. كبيرٌ is a not describing أخ. And we see that it's in agreement with أخ in being masculine and in being indefinite with تنوين and in being مرفون with ضمة. لي أخٌ كبيرٌ. I have a big brother. وهو طالبٌ بالجامعة. And here we have واو العطف followed by another sentence. هو is the مبتدأ. طالبٌ is the خبر. And بالجامعة is جاء والمجرور the preposition and the ism the noun that is مجرور because of it بالجامعة the next line ومن هذا الطفل الذي معك and who is this طفل this infant الذي the relative pronoun الاسم الموصول الذي is used for masculine التي in this lesson we had التي a new word التي which we saw يعني I think on the first page التي which is the feminine. And now we see, yeah, الذي, which is the masculine relative pronoun for singular. ومن هذا الطفل الذي معك? And who is this infant or young child that is with you? Answer, هو ابن أخي. هو ابن أخي. If we join these two words together, we say, هو ابن. هو ابن. Because حمزة الوصل يعني joins whatever is before to whatever is after. So the fatha of waw and huwa is joined to the ba with sukoon after hamzat al-wasl became huwa ibnu akhi. He is the son of my brother. And again here, just for a quick look at the sentence structure here. Huwa is the mubtada, ibnu is the khabar, akh is mudaf ilayhi, and ya is mudaf to akh. Ya al-mutakallim. Okay, so again, when the pronoun is the مبتدأ, just as a reminder, I haven't mentioned this today, but just as a reminder, when the pronoun is the مبتدأ, since pronouns are مبنيٌ, we don't say that it is the مبتدأ مرفوعٌ with ضمة. We don't see any ضمة there. We say it is مبتدأ, a ضمير, which is مبنيٌ, therefore it is في محل رفع, in the place where it should be مرفوعٌ. It's مبنيٌ, in the place where it should be مرفوعٌ, في محل رفع. Next question. Masmuhu, ma ismuhu, what is his name? Yani this tifl, alladhi ma'aki. What is his name? Ismuhu Sa'adun. Ismuhu Sa'adun. His name is Sa'ad. In terms of sentence structure, we have mubtada and khabar. Ismu is the mubtada marfu'un with dhamma. Who is mudawfun ilayhi? Mabniyun. It's a pronoun. It's mabniyun in the place where it should be. Majroor. Because it's mudawf ilayh, it's in the place where it should be majroor. And sa'adun is the khabar marfu'un with dhamma. The next question, next to the last line, أُمُّكِ فِي الْبَيْتِ الْآنَ أُمُّكِ فِي الْبَيْتِ الْآنَ Is your mother in the house right now? She said, لا ذهبت إلى المستشفى. No, she went to the hospital. And here, ذهبت is also a new word for this lesson. يعني it came in the English key for the grammatical points. Meaning from the things related to femininity in language is the ذهبت, third person feminine singular form of the past tense verb. It ends with ta with sukoon. That ta is a sign that the verb is feminine. يعني to distinguish it from ذهب, he went, ta is added here to indicate that this is a feminine verb form, ذهبت, she went. Okay, again, we mentioned that we had ذهب, he went before, now we have ذهبت. Okay, this is the end of the text and what يعني we were able to mention from the grammatical points found in this particular lesson and the new vocabulary words that came new for this lesson. Okay, now we want to go to the last part of this lesson, and that is the exercises, the listening skills exercise and dictation skills exercise. And again, as a reminder for anyone who may have forgotten or whoever is joining us anew, the way we do the listening skills is that we read each sentence twice. And this is an oral exercise, so you don't need to write anything. If you want a number from 1 through 5, just put a check. Yani, if you get the oral translation right, put a check. And if you missed it, then put an X just to indicate. Yani, so at the end, you know how many you got right. We're going to do 5 questions and answers for the listening exercise, and we'll do 5 more for Imla. So we're going to read each sentence or each question and each answer twice. First time, listen up. Second time, try to translate it orally. You don't need to open the book, and you don't need to write anything. You just want to put a check if you got it right, so you know how many you got right at the end. Okay, so for listening exercise, to train our ability to understand, to comprehend what we hear when we don't see anything. And that's why it's important to close the book here, because we don't want to be relying upon what we see. That's a different yani skill, being able to comprehend what you see in front of you. Right now what we want to do is begin to train our ability to comprehend what we hear. Alright, so the first one, you can mark this one number 1, question and answer. Kaifa haluki ya bintu. One more time, translate orally. Kaifa haluki ya bintu, meaning, how are you, O girl? Or how is your condition, literally, O girl? Ana bikhairin walhamdulillah. This is also part of number 1, the answer to the first question. This is part of the first one. Ana bikhairin walhamdulillah. Okay, translate orally. Ana bikhairin walhamdulillah. I am fine. Praise be to Allah. I am fine, and the praise belongs to Allah. Okay, number 2. Again, we're going to read each one twice. First time, just listen up. Second time, translate orally. No need to write anything or to look at the book. Number 2. Masmuki. Answer, ismi aminatu. Okay, translate orally. Masmuki. What is your name? Ismi Aminatu. My name is Amina. Number 3. First time, listen up. Second time, translate orally. Wa aina ummuki? Again, translate orally. Wa aina ummuki? And where is your mother? Answer. Hiya aydan huna. Again, hiya aydan huna. She is also here. The rest of the answer, hiya tabibatun fi mustashfa al-wilayati. Wiladati. Al-wilada. Hiya tabibatun fi mustashfa al-wilayati. Yani, she is a female doctor in the maternity hospital. Okay, that's number 3. Okay, let's go to number 4. Question and answer number 4. Alaki akhun? Alaki akhun? Meaning, do you have a brother? The answer, na'am, li akhun kabirun wa huwa talibun bil jami'ati. Translate orally. Do you have a brother? Na'am. Yes. Li akhun kabirun. I have a big brother. Wa huwa talibun bil jami'ati. And he is a student at the university. Okay, number 5, question and answer. Masmuhu. Answer. Ismuhu Sa'adun. Translate orally. Masmuhu, what is his name? Ismuhu Sa'adun. His name is Sa'ad. Okay, those are five. Hopefully everybody got all of them right. These sentences, these questions, answers were relatively easy. Inshallah. Okay, the last exercise we want to do is the imla. And this involves not only listening and trying to comprehend what we hear, but also, yani, additionally writing it down without looking at the book. No need to open the book. You don't need to know where we at right now because I'm skipping around. I'm not reading straight through the lesson. But I want you to just listen up and try to comprehend what you hear, and then I'm going to repeat it, and you try to write what you hear. And this, for this exercise, I'm going to repeat it a third time so you can catch anything you missed, or as well you can confirm that you have written it correctly. Okay, so we'll have five question and answers for this exercise. And by the way, I need to get my pad so I can write along with you, so I can kind of like gauge the amount of time it should take you to be writing this. All right, here's my pad. Let me get my pencil. Okay. All right, let's write. First one for imla, question and answer. Please number the question and answers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Each one is going to be two parts, a question and then an answer. Number one, I'm going to read it three times. First time, listen up. Second time, let's try to write. And third time, check what we have written. Number one. Min ayna anti? Ana min ar-riyadi. Okay, let's write this time. Min ayna anti? Min ayna anti? That's the question. The answer, Ana min ar-riyadi. Let's write it this time. Ana min ar-riyad. One more time. Ana min ar-riyad. Min ar-riyadi. Okay, let's just check what we have written. The question should have been, min ayna anti? The answer you should have written, Ana min ar-riyadi. Ana min ar-riyadi. Okay, let's go to number two. Imla, number two. Masmuha, ismuha Fatimatu. Perhaps you can write this without hearing it a second time, but I'm going to read it a second time. Let's try to write what we hear. Masmuha. Ma ismuha? That's the question. The answer, ismuha Fatimatu. Ismuha Fatima. Fatimatu. Okay, check what you have written. Third time. Ma ismuha? Answer, ismuha Fatimatu. Okay, let's go to number three. Number three, question and answer. Alaki ukhtun? La, mali ukhtun. Let's write it this time. Okay, number three. Alaki أختٌ That's the question. ألكِ أختٌ The answer لا مالي أختٌ مالي أختٌ Okay, let's check it. Let's check what we have written. Number three. Alaki ukhtun. Answer. La. Mali ukhtun. Okay, number four. Imla, number four. First time we're going to read. Just listen up. Second time we'll try to write. And third time we'll check what we've written. Okay, this one is a little bit longer. وَمَنْ هَذَا التَّفْلُ الَّذِي مَعَكِ Answer, هُوَ إِبْنُ أَخِي Okay, let's try to write it this time. وَمَنْ هَذَا وَمَنْ هَذَا التَّفْلُ الَّذِي مَعَكِ That's the question. Again, وَمَنْ هَذَا التَّفْلُ الَّذِي مَعَكِ The answer, هُوَ ابْنُ أَخِي هُوَ ابْنُ أَخِي هُوَ ابْنُ أَخِي Okay, let's go back over it one more time and check what we have written. The question should be, وَمَنْ هَذَا الطِّفْلُ الَّذِي مَعَكِ The answer should have been, هُوَ ابْنُ أَخِي Okay, number five, question and answer. Listen up, and the next time I read it, you can write. أَأُمُّكِ فِي الْبَيْتِ الْآنَ أَأُمُّكِ فِي الْبَيْتِ الْآنَ Answer, لَا ذَهَبَتْ إِلَى الْمُسْتَشْفَى Okay, let's write. Question, أَأُمُّكِ أَأُمُّكِ في البيت الآن That's the question. أمك في البيت الآن The answer لا ذهبت إلى المستشفى لا ذهبت إلى المستشفى Okay, let's check what we wrote. The question should have been أأمك في البيت الآن The answer لا ذهبت إلى المستشفى لا ذهبت إلى المستشفى Okay, hopefully, inshallah, as I mentioned previously last week and maybe the week before, that this practice with listening, trying to understand what we hear, and also trying to write what we hear, any listening skills and dictation skills, hopefully, yani this is helpful to us in improving our ability to understand what we hear and as well our ability to write. What we hear. Okay, this is the end of lesson 12. What we want to cover for lesson 12. Inshallah, now we're going to go to lesson 13. Lesson 13 is a somewhat lengthy lesson. So let's see if we can, yani, summarize, yani, some of the grammatical points in this lesson after, well, I guess the first thing we should be doing is what? Should be vocabulary review. Our vocabulary review. And after vocabulary review, then inshallah, we'll look at some of the grammatical points, a lot of grammatical points in this lesson. We'll summarize them because it's a lengthy lesson in three parts. We're going to summarize the grammar and then we're going to read the passages. Okay, so we also have, this lesson is divided into three parts, so there are three passages. And we're going to see, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, if we can cover all of these passages and do some of the listening and dictation skills, yani. From something from each part of them. Okay, so first what we're going to start with here, let me just check the time. Okay, we're okay in time right now. Let's do first the vocabulary review. This is oral translation from Arabic to English or English to Arabic. All you have to do is close your book, listen up, and try to orally translate the words that you hear. First, I'm going to give you Arabic words. I want you to give me the English, And then in the second part, I'll give you English words and you give me the Arabic. Okay, so the first word is fityatun. Fityatun. Fata ya ta marbuta. Fityatun. Fityatun is a plural word. It's the plural of fata. It means, fata means a young man. Fityatun is its plural. The second word, tiwalun. Tiwalun with ta. Tiwalun. Tiwalun is the plural of a word that we had previously. That is tawil. Tawil, which means tall. The third word, by the way, this lesson is dealing with plurals. So these are, yani there are a lot of plural words in this lesson. The third word, tullabun with ta. Tullabun. Tullabun is the plural of a word that we had previously early on. Talibun. Talibun means a student. The next word, jududun. Jududun. The plural of a word we had earlier, jadidun, which means new. The next word is duyufun. Duyufun with dad, ya, wow, and fa. Duyufun, which is a plural of the word vaifun. Vaifun, which means a guest, somebody that you're hosting, a guest. G-U-E-S-T. The next word, qaryatun. Qaryatun means a village. The next word, huqulun. Huqulun, which is a plural of haqlun. Haqlun with ha, qaf, and lam. Haqlun means a field, like the field where the farmer plants crops. The next word, zumala'u, without tanween, zumala'u, which is the plural of a word that we had earlier, zamilun, which means a classmate or a colleague. I think we had that in the last lesson. The next word, mujtahiduna, mujtahiduna, which is the plural of a word that I believe we had earlier, mujtahidun, means hardworking or diligent. Okay, before we go to the English side, I want to remind us that there are a lot of broken plural patterns in this vocabulary list. Fityatun, tiwalun, tulabun, jududun, zumala. All of these are broken plural patterns. We had 8 of them in lesson 13. We're not going to go through all the broken plural patterns, but you need to be aware, yani, and you need to memorize all of those patterns and examples for each one. Okay, now let's go to the English side. I'm going to give you an English word, and I want you to give me the Arabic for it. Translate it into Arabic. The first word is name. Like, what is your name? N-A-M-E. In Arabic, it is ismun, and its plural is, the plural of ismun, asma'un. It's important to know the plurals because this is a lesson dealing with plurals, broken plurals, and masculine and feminine sound plurals. The next word is M-A-N, man. He is a man. In Arabic, man is rajulun. And what is important here is it's plural. In this lesson, we want to know the plural of rajulun, rijalun, rijalun. The next word is people. Yani people, the people of the world. In Arabic, it's the one, name of one of the surahs of the Quran, an-nasu, an-nasu. The next word is short. Short, like somebody. Somebody is short. In Arabic, it is qasirun. Qasirun. And what is important is in this lesson, it's plural. It's plural is a broken plural. Qisarun. Qisarun. The next word is pilgrim, like a person who goes to perform the pilgrimage. Hajj. Yani. And that's a giveaway, right? And the word for pilgrim in Arabic is hajjun, with shadda on the jim. Hajjun. And what is important is its plural on the pattern of fu'al, yani hujjajun. Hujjajun. This pattern for this broken plural is the same as tullabun. Yani the pattern is fu'al. Fu'al. Yani dhamma, shadda on the middle radical. Fatta elongated by Aleph. Fu'al, Hujjaj, Tullab, and so on. The next word is friend. He is a friend of mine. The Arabic word here is صَدِيقٌ with صَاد and قَاف. صَدِيقٌ. And what is important is it's plural. On the pattern of أَفْعِلَاءُ, يعني the plural of صَدِيقٌ is أَصْدِقَاءُ. The next word is restaurant. Restaurant, place where people sit to eat, gather to eat. In Arabic it is al-mat'amu, al-mat'amu, with ta and ayn, al-mat'amu. The next word is son, he is my son. In Arabic is ibnun, and what is important is it's plural in this lesson. The plural of ibnun on the pattern of af'al is abna'un, abna'un. The next word is an old man or a learned man. In Arabic it is Shaykhun, Shaykhun. And its plural is on the pattern of Fu'ul. Dhamma, Dhamma waw. Fu'ulun. Plural of Shaykhun, Shuyukhun, Shuyukhun. Okay, this is what we wanted to cover in terms of vocabulary review, oral, and oral exercise in translating. From Arabic to English and English to Arabic. Okay, before we go to the text, and again, as I mentioned, we have three separate texts for the three parts of this lesson. Before we do that, I want to just quickly review, summarize, any of the grammatical points in this very lengthy lesson. The first thing this lesson deals with is plurals. Any all the grammatical points are related to plurals. So, the first thing they deal with are the definition and explanation and examples of the two types of plurals in Arabic. The sound plural and the broken plural. The sound plural and the broken plural. So plurals are broken up into sound plurals and broken plurals. Sound plurals also broken up into masculine sound plurals and feminine sound plurals. As far as the broken plurals, they gave us eight patterns. They listed them and they gave examples. As far as the broken plurals, as far as the sound plurals, the masculine sound plural is just the word intact, just as it is, adding waw and noon to the end. The feminine sound plural, as for example, muslimun, muslimuna. The feminine sound plural is keeping the word intact, except elongating the vowel of the last letter before tarmabuta and changing the tarmabuta to ta maftuha. So muslima became muslimat. Muhandisa became muhandisat. So this is the first part of the lesson, sound plurals and broken plurals, and the eight any specific patterns of broken plurals. Two of them are broken plurals that are mamnu min sarf. Fu'ala'u, as in zamil, it's plural zumala'u, and af'ila'u, as the pattern for the plural of sadiqun is asdiqa'u. The other broken plural patterns are not mamnu min sarf. And what this means is that these two broken plurals, yani fu'ala'u and af'ila'u, means they don't take tanween. The second thing that is dealt with in this lesson are the personal plural pronouns and possessive pronouns. The masculine third person possessive pronoun hum and personal pronoun. Hum is both used for personal and possessive pronouns, meaning they, third person masculine plural. And likewise in this lesson we have the third person feminine plural hunna with shaddu on the noon. It's used as a personal plural, a personal pronoun, and it's used as a yani possessive pronoun as well. In this lesson, we also had the ism ishara, the plural for hadha and hadhihi, ha'ulai, and the plural for dhalika and tilka, ula'ika. Also in this lesson, we had the third person plural forms of the past tense verb, waw al-jama'ah, as in dhahabu, or katabu, or akalu, and we also had the third person feminine plural past tense verb form noon and niswa, dhahabna, katabna, and so on. Okay, so we had personal pronouns, possessive pronouns, ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun, plurals, and the verb forms third person masculine and feminine plural past tense verb forms wal jumaa and noon and niswa. So that's the summary of what Lesson 13 contained. It's a lot of points. This is review. We've studied this stuff before. So it's just a review for us. And hopefully, yani, you had a chance to go over the English key as well as the three selected texts for this particular lesson. Okay, So let's go to the selected text now after taking a quick review of the types of yani of the vocabulary in this lesson and the grammatical points of this lesson. Let's look at the selected text, read them and analyze whatever we can from them as much as is possible. And since there are three yani, the reading is a little bit lengthy, so we might not do as much grammatical analysis, but inshallah we'll try to do as much as we can and save a little bit of time for the exercises, for the listening skills and dictation skills exercises. Alright, so let's see. Let's go to page 68. Okay, the first selected text is on page 68 and two lines on page 69. 68 in the top of page 69. So I'm going to try to identify some of the new vocabulary words with this lesson, as well as any the grammatical points that came in this lesson. So let's read from the top of page 68, الدرس الثالثة عشرة, the 13th lesson, Alif. This is the first part of this lesson. There's Alif, Ba, and Jim, part 1, 2, and 3, or A, B, and C. Okay, reads, من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال يا علي. Okay, who are these tall young men, O Ali? Who are these tall young men? So the first word came here that's new is ha'ulai, ism ishara. It's the plural of hadha and hadhihi, ha'ulai. It's the ism ishara that's used to point to things that are near and plural. It's both used for the masculine, hadha, and the feminine, hadhihi. Ha'ulai is used for both of them. Al-fityatu, yani, al-fityatu is the plural of al-fata. Al-fata, yani a young man. And this is a broken plural pattern that came in this lesson for the first time. The third word, tiwalu, is the plural, broken plural pattern for tawil, which we had before, but the broken plural here is we're having it for the first time, tiwalu. So who are these tall young men, O Ali? Second line, hum tulabun jududun. Hum tulabun jududun. They are new students. They are new students. Okay, so hum is new for this lesson. It's the third person, masculine plural pronoun, personal pronoun. Hum tulabun jududun. Tulab is the plural of a word we had before, talibun. So this broken plural is new for us. Tulab. It's on the pattern of fu'al. The first radical takes dhamma. The second one takes shadda with fatta elongated by alif. Tulab. Hum tulabun jududun. And jududun is also a broken plural pattern. Fu'ulun. Yani fu'ulun. And it is the plural of jadid. New. They are new students. Who are these tall young men, O Ali? They are new students. Next line. Min ayna hum? From where are they, or where are they from? Again, whom we had as a personal pronoun, and we're going to see it as a possessive pronoun soon. Where are they from? Hum min Amerika. Hum min Amerika. They are from America. What we want to note here is that hum is the mubtada and the ja wal majrur, the preposition, and the object of the preposition min Amerika is the khabar. And also we want to note that Amerika is a ism maksur, yani it's a noun that ends with alif, either alif mamduda like this one or alif maksura, the one that looks like a ya at the end of a word without its dots. These words, we don't see the sign of their i'rab. So even though Amerika is the object of the preposition min, we don't see it taking kesra because this is a special type of word. We don't see the sign of its i'rab. We say that it is the object of the preposition min, so it is majrur, but we don't see the sign. It's a takdiri i'rab. We learned that in level 3 or 4. Okay, ahum zumala'uka. Ahum zumala'uka. Are they your classmates? Zumala is a broken plural pattern on the pattern of fu'ala. Yani it's a broken plural on the pattern of fu'ala. And it takes dhamma fatta. The third radical takes fatta alif. And then there's a hamza added to it. Zumala'u. Ahum zumala'uka. It's the plural of zamil. Means classmate or colleague. Are they your classmates? Answer, na'am. Hum زملائي. Yes, they are my classmates. هم في فصلي. They are in my classroom. The next question, أهم مجتهدون. Are they, يعني diligent, hardworking? نعم, هم مجتهدون. Yes, they are diligent or hardworking, meaning diligent students. ما أسماؤهم, ما أسماؤهم, what are their names? Here we see هم now coming as a possessive pronoun. Here it's not a personal pronoun as it is in the previous sentence. Here it's a possessive pronoun showing possession. It's connected in إضافة to another noun. So أسماء is the مضاف and هم is مضاف إليه. It's مبنيٌ. So we say it is in place where it should be مجرور. ما أسماؤهم. One other note I want to make here is أسماء is the plural of اسم. The singular اسم is written with حمزة الوصل. The plural is written with حمزة القط. Okay, that means you can't join ما to سين. You can't say ما أسماؤهم because that's حمزة القط. That means you have to say ما أسماؤهم. Unlike when you have the singular ما اسمو, you can skip over the حمزة is حمزة الوصل. Here is Hamzatul Qat. Please make a note of that. Yani in the singular ismun is written with Hamzatul Wasl, but the plural asma'u is written with Hamzatul Qat. Ma asma'uhum, what are their names? Asma'uhum Yasirun wa Zakariya wa Musa wa Abdullah. Their names are Yasir and Zakariya and Musa and Abdullah. أسماؤهم. Again, هم here is a possessive pronoun. It's مضاف إليه مبنيٌ in the place where it should be مجرور في محل جر. The next line. ومن هؤلاء الرجال القصار. And who are these? هؤلاء is used to point to those who are near, as opposed to أولئك for those which are things which are far. ومن هؤلاء الرجال القصار. And who are these? Short men. Who are these short men? Again, هَؤُلَاءِ is ism ishara. The plural for هَذَا and هَذِهِ. Masculine and feminine. The plural is one for both masculine and feminine. الرجال we had before. It's the plural of رَجُلٌ. And القصار is the plural of قَصِيرٌ. Yani both of them are on the pattern of فِعَال. رِجَال قِصَار. The answer. And who are these short men? هم حجاج. حجاج with شد on the جيم فتح elongated by ألف. هم حجاج. They are pilgrims, people performing the pilgrimage. And this plural is also on the pattern of فعال. فعال like طلاب. So on the same pattern as طلاب. Takes ضمة شد on the second radical فتح elongated by ألف. حجاج. They are pilgrims. It's singular as حاجٌ with شد on the جيم. The next line, من أين هم? From where are they? Where are they from? بعدهم من الصيني وبعدهم من الياباني. يعني some of them are from China and some of them are from Japan. Here I just want to note the word بعض. بعين ضاد means some. And here we have هم as a possessive pronoun connected to it in إضافة. بعدهم. Some of them are from China and some of them are from Japan. Top of page 69. أين موسى وأصدقاؤه. Where's موسى and his friends? Here he didn't say زملاء, he said أصدقاء. أصدقاء is the plural of صديق. And it is a broken plural pattern on the pattern of أفعيلا. أفعيلا. This broken plural pattern is one of the two broken plural patterns that we had in this lesson that are ممنوع من الصرف. They are diptotes. They don't take tanween. أصدقاؤه. أصدقاء. أين موسى وأصدقاء. Where is Musa and his friends? And we want to note the distinction between صديق, which means friend, and زميل, which means classmate or colleague. Where is Musa and his friends? Last line. ذهبوا إلى المطعم. They went to the lunchroom or the cafeteria, the restaurant. Here we have the word ذهبوا, which is the third person masculine plural past tense verb form for يعني هم. هم ذهبوا, ذهبوا. This is واو الجماعة, يعني the فاعل of this. And we will also see in this lesson نون النسوة, the third person feminine plural past tense verb form. يعني نون النسوة in ذهبنا وأكلنا وكتبنا وقرأنا وحفظنا. That نون النسوة is the فاعل. Here the فاعل is واو الجماعة. Okay, so this is the first selected text. We're going to go directly to the next selected text, and then the third one, and then we'll يعني do the drills. Okay, so the second selected text, ba, is on page 74. Page 74. This is the second part of the lesson. At the top of the page it says ba, and then it says من هؤلاء الفتيات يا مريم. الفتيات. This is a new word for this lesson. The plural of فتاتٌ with تاء مربوطة. The singular has تاء مربوطة. فتاتٌ means a young lady. Here فتيات is its plural. من هؤلاء الفتيات يا مريم. Who are these young ladies, O Maryam? Here I want to note that هؤلاء, the same هؤلاء that we use in the first reading text, من هؤلاء الفتيات. الفتياتو being the plural of فتات, and here being the plural of فتاة, and here الفتياتو being the plural of فتات. Both of them, the اسم إشارة plural that's used for both of them is هؤلاء. So that reminds us that هؤلاء is used both for, as a plural for هذا masculine and هذه feminine. من هؤلاء الفتياتو يا مريم. Who are these young ladies, O Maryam? هن زميلاتي. هن زميلاتي. They are my classmates. Here I want to note هن is new for this lesson. It's the third person feminine personal pronoun. هن, they, speaking of a group of women, as opposed to the masculine form that we had in the first reading, هم. Here we have هن. And just like هم, هن is used as a personal pronoun, and it's also used in إضافة to another noun as a possessive pronoun, which we'll see in this lesson as we go along. هن زميلاتي. Also, we want to note that زميلات is the plural of زميلة. زميلة with تاء مربوطة, the feminine of زميل. زميل is the masculine. زميلاتٌ with تاء مربوطة is the feminine, and its plural is زميلات. The next line. أخواتٌ هن. أ, that's a question. أخواتٌ هن. Are they sisters? And we could have reworded this sentence and said أَهُنَّ أَخَوَاتٌ. Same meaning. أَخَوَاتٌ هُنَّ. Here we just have the أخوات, which is the خبر coming يعني مقدم, advanced. And the and هُنَّ, which is the مبتدا, coming delayed, مؤخر. Are they sisters? نعم. هُنَّ أَخَوَاتٌ. Yes, they are sisters. أَخَوَاتٌ. And by the way, أخواتٌ, I think, might be a new word for this lesson. The plural of أختٌ. نعم, هن أخواتٌ. Next line, من أبوهن. Who is their father? Here we see their father. That's a possessive pronoun. So the same هن that's used as a personal pronoun in هن زميلاتي, the same pronoun هن here is used in إضافة as a possessive pronoun. من أبوهن. Who is their father? Answer, أبوهن الشيخ بلال. Their father is شيخ بلال. أمهن أستاذتي. Their mother is my أستاذة, my professor or teacher. The next line, أين بيتهن. Where is their house? And again, هن is used as a possessive pronoun here in إضافة. أين بيتهن. Where is their house? بيتهن قريب من المدرسة. Their house is near from the school. Literally near from the school, the meaning of it is near to the school. This is how it's used in Arabic. Near to. You don't say قريب إلى. In Arabic you say قريب من بيتهن قريب من المدرسة. Their house is near to the school. And here again, قريب may be a new word for this lesson, I think. قريب. Or maybe we had it before, قريب and بعيد. Perhaps we had, I think we may have had it before. الله أعلم. Okay, so, and in terms of grammatical analysis of this one sentence, we'll say, بيتو is the مبتدأ, هن is مضاف إليه. هن is مضاف إليه. It's a pronoun, so it's مبنيون. Therefore, we say it's في محل جر, in the place where it should be مجرور. Because the مضاف إليه is always مجرور, right? But it's مبنيون here as a pronoun. So we say it's مبنيون in the place where it should be مجرور. So بيت is the مبتدأ مرفوع with ضم, هن is مضاف إليه. And قريب is the خبر مرفوع with ضم. And من المدرسة is جار والمجرور. يعني the preposition and the noun that is مجرور in the genitive case, because it's the object of the preposition. من المدرسة. Okay, that's the end of the second selected text. And now we go to the third one. On page 78. Page 78 and 79. It goes on to 79. Yeah, okay. Let me check the time. We still have two drills to do. Okay, so far we're okay. And then again, time is kind of short here. Oh yeah, this class is end at 3:15. So our time is very close here. So I'm just going to read through this text quickly, and so that we can do the exercises. Okay. So page 78, middle bottom half of the page. Jim, هؤلاء إخوتي وأولئك أصدقائي. These are my brothers, and those are my أصدقاء, صديق, friends. هؤلاء, these for near, أولئك, those for far. من أولئك الرجال الطوال. Who are those tall men? هم أطباء من أمريكا. They are أطباء, the plural of طبيب. They are أطباء من أمريكا. They are doctors from America. من أولئك النساء. من أولئك النساء. Who are those women? يعني نساء is the plural of المرأة. هن أمهات الطالبات. هن أمهات الطالبات. They are the mothers of the female students. أمهات we had in lesson 12. Next line. آباء الطلاب عند المدير. آباء الطلاب عند المدير. The fathers of the students are with the principal. Last line on this page. أولئك النساء خالاتك يا مريم. Are those women خالاتك, are they your, يعني maternal aunts, O Maryam? Top of page 79. لا, هن عماتي. No, they are my paternal aunts. هؤلاء أطباء وأولئك مهندسون. These are أطباء, doctors. And those, أولئك, those are مهندسون, engineers. هؤلاء الرجال فقراء وأولئك أغنياء. Those, or these, near, these men are فقراء, فقير, poor. And those, أولئك, are أغنياء, rich. أولئك الطلاب ضعاف. Those الطلاب, students, are ضعاف, يعني the plural of ضعيف. Those students are weak. We had that in lesson 12. ضعيف. ضعاف. من أولئك الرجال. Who are those men? Pointing to far. هم وزراء. They are ministers. وزراء, plural of وزير, on the pattern of فعلاء. One of the broken plural patterns. That's ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, in the few minutes that are remaining, inshallah, let's see if we can do a couple of exercises. We'll have five sentences for oral exercises, and then we'll try to yani complete this session with imla. Okay, so close the books and just listen up. You don't have to write. All you have to do is translate orally. Translate orally. Okay, for listening exercises, number one. من هؤلاء الفتيات يا مريم؟ هن زميلاتي. Again, translate orally. من هؤلاء الفتيات يا مريم؟ Who are these young ladies, O Maryam? هن زميلاتي. They are my classmates. Listening exercise number two. من أبوهن؟ Answer, أبوهن الشيخ بلال. أمهن أستاذتي. Translate orally. من أبوهن؟ Who is their father? أبوهن الشيخ بلال. Their father is Sheikh Bilal. أمهن أستاذتي. Their mother is my professor, female teacher. Number two. Listening exercise number three. من أولئك الرجال الطوال؟ من أولئك الرجال الطوال؟ Who are those? فأولئك, who are those tall men? Answer, هم الطباء من أمريكا. Again, هم الطباء من أمريكا. They are doctors, طبيب, doctors from America. Listening exercise number four. من أولئك النساء؟ هن أمهات الطالبات. Translate orally. من أولئك النساء؟ هن أمهات الطالبات. Who are those women? They are the mothers of the students. And the last listening sentence, question and answer. من أولئك الرجال؟ هم وزراء. Translate orally. من أولئك الرجال؟ هم وزراء. Who are those men? They are ministers. Any ministers in the government. Okay, let's go the last part of this lesson. That is Imla. Again, we're going to have five questions and answers. And again, here we're not looking at the book. We're going to try to write from what we can hear. I'm going to get my pad so I can write along with you. Okay, the first one, number one, we're going to read three times. من أين هم؟ Answer, هم من أمريكا. Okay, let's write. من أين هم؟ Where are they from? Answer, هم من أمريكا. Again, write, هم من أمريكا. Okay, let's check what we've written. من أين هم؟ من أين هم؟ هم من أمريكا. هم من أمريكا. Number two. إملاء. أهم مجتهدون؟ Answer. نعم. هم مجتهدون. Let's write. أهم مجتهدون؟ أهم مجتهدون؟ Answer. Right. نعم. هم مجتهدون. نعم. هم مجتهدون. Okay, let's check what we've written. The question, أَهُمْ مُجْتَهِدُونَ? Answer, نَعَمْ هُمْ مُجْتَهِدُونَ. Number three. Question. وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ? Answer, هُمْ حُجَّاجٌ. That's right. وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ. Again, وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ. وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ. The answer, هُمْ حُجَّاجٌ. Let's write it. هُمْ حُجَّاج, with شَدَّ on the جِيم. هُمْ حُجَّاجٌ. Okay, let's check what we wrote for number three. The question, وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ. Answer, هُمْ حُجَّاجٌ. Number four. من أين هم؟ من أين هم؟ The answer, بعضهم من الصين وبعضهم من اليابان. Okay, let's write the question. من أين من أين هم؟ من أين هم؟ Answer, بعضهم من الصين وبعضهم من الياباني. Let's check it now. من أين هم? Okay, the answer, بعضهم من الصين وبعضهم من الياباني Okay, the last one, and we'll stop here with this. I see we're out of time. Number five, أين موسى وأصدقاؤه? Answer, ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Let's write that. أين موسى وأصدقائه? أين موسى وأصدقائه? وأصدقاؤه. أين موسى وأصدقاؤه? أين موسى وأصدقاؤه? The answer, ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Again, the answer, ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Let's check what we wrote. أين موسى وأصدقاؤه? وأصدقاؤه. The answer, ذهبوا إلى المطعم. ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Okay, this lesson was a little lengthy. I hope that everybody had a good, a benefit from reviewing this lesson number 13. Please go over the broken plural patterns and the distinction between broken plurals and sound plurals. We have to stop here because of the end of the time. Let me just remind myself and each one of us that bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, tonight is the first night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and it is also the 21st, so it is an odd night. It is incumbent upon us to try to do the best we can to benefit from these final days and nights of this blessed month of Ramadan. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked by Aisha, if I knew which day was Laylatul Qadr, what should I be saying? And he gave her the supplication, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. This is a very important supplication. We should recite it frequently as much as possible during these days and nights, and spend especially our nights as much as we can in prayer and in recitation of Quran and in dhikr and dua and any acts that are considered to be a'mal as-salihat, sincerely for the sake of Allah, hoping for His reward, His mercy, and His forgiveness. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And inshallah we'll be starting the second lesson momentarily, in just a moment, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.